This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Apparently Elton John picked out the carpet.
It's wild, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that's what they told me. It's very plush.
Well, it's got like, it's almost like it has like bubble wrap underneath of it or something, you know?
Actually, it's a thin layer of a corpse of Celine Dion's enemy.
It's spread very thin.
On a lighter note, Ms. Diaz, I mean, in earlier films you had great success with, you were reacting to other people's over-the-top and naughty and X-rated antics. And in Bad Teacher, you get to be doing the X-rated material and the poor behavior. Is that a weird reverse blow for feminism, that now you can behave badly and have it be the centerpiece of a film?
Well, I don't think that it's... I think for me, I'm not a feminist, and I think feminism is, you know, a certain... It like everything has evolved over a period of time, and I think that, you know, this character is meant to represent all the good and bad of what is possible in any human being, and I think that, you know, that's something that I appreciated, the fact that she, you know, she doesn't, there's certain things she doesn't apologize for, and there's certain things that she, you know, she kind of admits that she needs to do better on. And all of it being nothing, as an audience member, not appreciating that it isn't so over the top done in a Hollywood way where you're just like, oh, please, you know, why did you have to take her that far? You know, she has a level of a human level of incremental growth that we all have. So,
is it, well, we've seen these trailers and it seems like anything goes. There's swearing, there's all kinds of stuff going on. Is there a limit to the kind of raunchy stuff that's happening? Like, it's obviously rated R, but, you know, yes. What's the exactly how far are we going with this dirty humor?
There's some bits that are, you know, I, the word raunchy to me is all relative, of course. Okay. Everybody has their own level of behavior that they consider raunchy.
Well, like, is there like something about Mary scale we can compare it to, or?
I think that there's a couple of moments that people are like, wow, didn't expect that. Yeah. But it's fun. I mean, it's fun. It's all in good, obviously, all in good humor.
But what do you think of Justin Timberlake now maturing as an actor?
I think he's doing a great job. You know, I think he's so talented. Obviously, he's proven himself as a comedian over the years, you know, starting with Saturday Night Live. And, you know, we kind of got our wish list on this movie cast-wise. We wanted to have the best people possible for the parts. And, you know, we got Jason Segel, we got Justin Timberlake, we got Phyllis Smith, you know, being able to have these amazing comedians. And then all of the other wonderful actors and comedians who, you know, kind of colorfully, you know, occupy these characters that around us. You know, it's really, really fun. I feel we scored on our cast members for this movie.
I'm a big fan of Walk Hard, so I'm really kind of interested to see how.
Yeah.
So what's Jake been like to work with on this? I mean, you worked with some great comedy directors before.
He's fantastic.
What does he bring to the table? How does he work with you as far as to get the best material out of everyone?
He's fearless. You know, he kind of like. He loves to just sort of push it and have fun, and he goes straight to the edge first, and then maybe backs off a little bit. But he's a lot of fun, and all, you know, he has a great laugh, and it, you hear it during the take, which is encouraging. Yeah.
So yeah, ruining takes me.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what you know you can
take. Yeah.
Projects change and shift as people get involved in the project. When you first got involved, how did the project shift to, say, maybe encompass your tone or the way you wanted to play the character?
It's exactly the way I read. It's exactly the exact script that I got the day I read it the first time to when we shot it. Didn't change at all. And not even maybe four words got changed in the whole script. So, you know, it just was a great script. We all kind of just went, there it is. You know, it's rare that you get a script that you just kind of go, let's not touch this. Or where you go, oh man, we better fix this. Like, there wasn't anything in that script. It just kind of breathed very easily into its own identity.
You didn't even have, because sometimes what I found or heard through the grapevine is that producers or people in power like to maybe justify why they're there and offer notes. You didn't have any to deal with any sort of stuff like that?
No, it was honestly, Lee and Gene did an amazing job at creating these characters. And there was really nothing. I mean, they would come to set and throw out some alternative lines, and that was it. You know, that was all. We'd kind of, they were like, say this, you know, during the middle of the take. And we'd start laughing and go, okay, I'll try to get it out without laughing, you know. So that was about it. That it was really just, and it was such a pleasure to do it. And we made this movie very quickly. I mean, we were hauling ass. We went nonstop. It was, not a moment of downtime. And I knew that going in that, you know, there's not very many takes. There was not very, you know, we all had to just come sort of hitting the ground running every day. We packed a lot in every day, and, you know, it was a small film. We just kind of, we made it work because we didn't have to do, that's the luxury of having a great script. You know, a lot of times you get these scripts and they're just, you know, and oftentimes on bigger budget films where they're not working, the scripts are not working, and they have the money to sort of go, we'll fix it as we go. And you spend a lot of time on set sort of trying to figure it out and unravel the mystery of, like, the characters and the plot, and trying to, as you're filming. We were really lucky. We just kind of went, let's just take this as is and shoot it. So.
Which is more exhausting, shooting the modern action film or shooting a comedy like this where you spend the entire day representing the human id run rampant?
I'll tell you what's really exhausting, shooting the action movie for 6 months and then going directly into shooting the human id running rampant.
For like 6 weeks or for a much shorter time?
Yeah, I went exactly 6 weeks. I went 6 months of the action movie, had about 4 days off, and went straight into this movie. So I was tired. I was like, God, I should have taken a nap.
But I mean, after spending a whole day being a horrible human being, do you just want to shake it off and go?
You just kind of roll into it
the
next day. Yeah, okay. Yeah. She, you know, and the great thing about Elizabeth is that she really is like, she says the truth. She says it how she sees it. And there's great wisdom in what she says, in fact. It's just how she delivers it, which is, I'm sure, it would be more effective if she, you know, or more appreciated if she had delivered it. She delivered it in a little, a less cutting way. But that's not who she is. You know, the fun thing is that she ends up sort of understanding herself better, knowing her truth and realizing that, you know, what she has to offer. And I appreciate that she chooses not to change how she delivers it.
But what's Phyllis Smith been bringing? Because, I mean, she's hilarious in The Office, and I know a lot of them write their own material or part of the writing. Yeah. So what's she been like to do stuff on? Is she really just like so on all the time?
She's a genius. I mean, honestly, she is the funniest. I've never seen something so effortless. You know, someone sort of deliver, create a character with such effortlessness. Like, she just kind of, you know, there's a lot of times I would call her Lynn. And I'm like, it's Phyllis. You know what I mean? Like, because she was so Lynn. But then, you know, when she's not on camera, she's Phyllis. Yeah. And I loved working with her. There were so many times where I could not hold myself back from laughing. Like, I feel really bad sometimes because there's such brilliance in her performance. And I'm just laughing. Oh, I'm like, God, but she's so funny.
I feel like I remember that she never did anything before The Office. She went right into The Office as the first thing. And that's like, so it's like really her second thing after The Office. So.
Yeah, I think so. But she's amazing.
What about working with America's favorite Sasquatch, Jason Segel?
Amazing. Yeah. You mean the uber charming, incredibly seductive, 6'5" man?
Yeah.
Meat. Of Jake they call the Segel.
Yeah.
Amazing. He's wonderful. He's just. He doesn't miss, you know? Everything is dead on. He hits it every time. He's hilarious and so much fun to work with. Keeps it all light and fuzzy and friendly and wonderful.
When you're playing a character like this, it's kind of letting everything loose. What do you get to bring out on screen that you don't when you're playing more like normal characters or like more likable characters? It seems like there's a freedom as an actor, and also, you know, showing audiences something that you haven't done before.
Mm-hmm. You know, playing Elizabeth was just sort of like, it's very liberating, just only because, you know, you really don't care. Like, she doesn't care, so you can't really care, you know. And in the end of it all, I think that, you know, her lack of self-respect comes from just sort of, you know, she wasn't given skills, you know. She wasn't given the skills to sort of recognize what she has to offer and who she is, and to value herself. What I do appreciate is that there's something innately in her that wants other people to understand that about themselves. Mm. And that's her gift.
So she's trying to liberate all of us to all not care.
Exactly. And to like and empower themselves. Because she's the way that she has empowered herself is probably, you know, not the best way, and she learns that. But as she's learning it about herself, she's able to, you know, sort of pass on the wisdom to others, you know.
Last question, you guys.
When you are going to CinemaCon and you're going to stand in front of 3,000 to 5,000 theater owners, how much do you think about what you're going to say, or is it just improv when you're getting on stage?
I'm going to go with straight from the heart when I get there.
Everyone else has sung Celine Dion so far, so do you have a song set to sing?
What?
Everyone else has literally sung Celine Dion. Jack Black did it.
Well, that's Jack Black is gifted. no, I don't sing. And I would not be able to pull off a Celine Dion, even if I was, you know, did it poorly. It's still, people still be like, what's going on? Okay. And she's singing.
Thank you very kindly for your time.
Appreciate it.
There's a special community thing up there, so you should be listening.
Oh, right.